Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Al Hiest. Batting second, the third baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third, the shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth, the right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting seventh, the catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. For the Milwaukee Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Lee May. Batting second, the second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third, the third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh, the catcher, Joe Torre. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Lou Burdett. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Lou Burdett. And now, play ball. Al Hiest is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hiest hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett juggles the ball. That's an error on Burdett. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 1-0. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes May. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. May steals second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Bowling reaches second base with a double. May scores. It's 1-0, Braves. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Aaron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling scores. Matthews moves to second. It's 2-0, Braves. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Matthews moves to third. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Matthews scores. It's 3-0, Braves. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Kindle hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bertel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Torre hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Burdett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Heist is 0 for 1 in the game. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi fields the ball and throws to Anderson covering. Safe. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bowling bunts towards third. Zimmer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Zimmer. May moves to third. Bowling moves to second. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. Bowling scores. It's 5 to nothing, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Aaron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aaron strikes out. There goes Matthews. The throw from Bertel to second, and Matthews is out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive towards left. Williams chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Williams. Adcock moves to second. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Torre is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zimmer moves to second. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. Zimmer moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Burdett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burdett strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. May is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle misplays the ball. That's an error on Kindle. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a line drive into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauschi hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aaron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Aaron hits a line drive into center field. Heist picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Heist. Matthews goes all the way around to score. Aaron moves to third. It's 6-0, Braves. Jim Brewer now pitching. Joe Adcock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Adcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adcock for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas is walked intentionally. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Torre is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Torre strikes out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 7-0, Braves. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Burdett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burdett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Heist is 0 for 2 in the game. Heist hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Zimmer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Braves. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first, with Burdett covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. May hits a fly ball into center field. Heiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Matthews hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Aaron is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle strikes out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bertel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bauschi is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauschi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn pinch hits for Jim Brewer. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bauschi moves to second. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Heist is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heist hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bauschi scores. Ashburn moves to second. It's 8-3, Braves. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Zimmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews juggles the ball. That's an error on Matthews. Ashburn moves to third. Heist moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Drott now pitching. Joe Adcock batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Adcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Torre is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Torre takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Torre moves to second. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Burdett is 0 for 3 in the game. Burdett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a line drive into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Burdett covering, for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kindle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Kindle reaches second base with a double. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel is 0 for 3 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. May is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. May hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bowling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Matthews is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aaron is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bauschi strikes out. One out. Bob will pinch hits for Dick Drott. Bob will batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Heist is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Heist hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Aaron. Heist reaches second base with a double. Don Zimmer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Zimmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Zimmer hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.